Hello, welcome to Teach Languages Online, the podcast bringing you the best advice for online language teaching. And I am your host, Lindsay Williams from the UK. I'm an online language teacher and I work with teachers like you too to share how we can do this crazy job that we do. If you want to learn more and work with me, you can do so at lindsaydoeslanguages.com/OTSK, where you'll be able to learn more about my huge, wonderful, wonderful program for online language teachers like yourself at any stage. Don't be put off by the name having starter kit in it. It is really ideal for any level of online language teacher. That's lindsaydoeslanguages.com/OTSK. Now, let's get into today's show. This episode, I have a question from Moxie from the Teach Languages Online Facebook group. And like I said last episode as well, if you're not yet in the Facebook group, just search Teach Languages Online on Facebook and you'll be able to find the group there and request to join. And here is the question. Hi teachers, does anyone have an idea how to make vocabulary audio homework more interesting and engaging? I'm trying to create a vocabulary, kitchen vocab theme, audio for my students. I don't want to have it just the traditional word per word translation. It's so boring. I was thinking of making it more of a story instead, where students learn vocab through a story. What do you think? Okay, this is amazing. First of all, I love sharing ideas and stuff like that in the group. It's really good to see. And secondly, yes, absolutely do this. Vocab in context is really, really helpful because when, you know, word for word is great for like really sort of pronunciation specific stuff, but also pronunciation kind of changes a lot of the time when it's said in sentences, right? And in context, essentially. So having that vocab in context for your students, you know, by putting it in the story is going to be really, really helpful for them. And I was thinking about this and ways that you may want to play with this, take it further, experiment and try different things out. So what you could try, Moxie, is putting the vocab into a story, recording that, and that being the audio, then maybe even writing it down. Well, you've probably got it written down actually from from before you recorded it, right? So putting it into the story, having it written down, recording that, and then maybe even making some vocab flashcards for your students if you want to. Definitely don't feel obliged to do all of that, because one thing that I think we can do as students, that's not right, as teachers, is to empower your students to take control and take charge of their own learning. So these can be things that you suggest to your students. So maybe you make the story, you record it, and you give them the task of writing it down, and you give them the task of making flashcards for their vocab and learning the specific words, right? Because you need to find ways to make this work for you. This shouldn't take hours of your time. You also want to think, is this something I can reuse? Because if it is, brilliant, then it's worth spending your time on that because you've just made a resource that's going to last you. But if it's going to take a while and then it's just going to be used once with one student, that you want to then be thinking twice about. You want to then be thinking, is this worth it, you know? So you don't want to take all that time and then just have it go out once, unless, of course, you're adjusting your prices and all of that accordingly to go along with this. So yeah, I think the story is good. In fact, another idea that I had for you is maybe you have that list of vocab and you record the audio that is the word for word, right? But then you say to your students, maybe the more advanced ones, I want you to write a story with this vocab, right? So you're giving them a really active way to use it. They can then even record it themselves. They can record their own story and send that to you. And then you can check what they've done and you can see, have they, you know, learnt this vocab well? Have they used it in the right context and all of that stuff? So that could be a good way as well, just to, again, making them more accountable for their own learning rather than just relying on you making all the resources, giving everything to them on a plate. So there's loads of ways that you can play with this. And overall, really, really good idea. That's why I wanted to share it here, because I think this would be useful for others as well who are teaching online who may be listening and may want to try something like this. So if you have any of your own ideas as well, do feel free to share them in that Facebook group. It's just Teach Languages Online on Facebook and you'll be able to find it. And that is it. Have fun. Thank you, Moxie. You've been listening to Teach Languages Online, the podcast dedicated to bringing you the best advice about your online language teaching. I'm Lindsay Williams, a language teacher from the UK, and it's been fun, as always, being with you this episode. Before we wrap up, I just wanted to invite you one more time to join me in the Online Teaching Starter Kit. This is a wonderful self-paced program. If you are any stage, really, with your online language teaching, I would love to have you join us. You can find out more at lindsaydoeslanguages.com/OTSK. And yeah, if you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to share it with a friend who you think will love it too. I will see you very, very soon back here on the podcast. Thank you. Bye.